Our view sweeps over sprawling flat roofs of low-rise buildings. We soar over a wide trench of water. An arid stretch of land extends into the distance. We pass over a dense cluster of grimy buildings on a hillside. Over a congested valley smothered by a thick haze and pillars of smoke, words appear. In the late 21st century, Earth was diseased, polluted, and vastly overpopulated. A few flying crafts hover over a network of closely packed and decimated skyscrapers. Short columns of thick black smoke rise from several of the buildings. From space, we view Earth. More words appear. Earth's wealthiest inhabitants fled the planet to preserve their way of life. A torus-shaped space station resembling a bicycle wheel with five spokes radiating from a central hub floats above the planet. At the terminus of one of the spokes, landscaped lawns and lavish homes cover the interior side of the outermost ring. Our view soars over the pristine homes bordered on one side by a river. A title appears, Elysium. Two curving transparent walls rise on either side of the environment. A small shuttle soars away from the central hub of the station. Quickly flying into space, the craft heads for the looming blue orb of Earth. Now, we see a distant tiny view of the station in a black sky. A young blonde boy peers up at the wheel-shaped vessel. Max turns his attention behind him. Carrying a pillow and bedding, he approaches a nun outside a building. Subtitles appear. Come on, don't keep the sisters waiting. The woman goes inside. In a candlelit room, the boy sees a girl with brown hair. This is Frey. The girl smiles. She's new here as well. Daytime. Max sits on a roof flipping through a picture book of animals. Can you read? Looking up, he sees Frey smiling at him. Max shakes his head. Frey sits next to him. It's a giraffe. They were from Africa. You can read? Yes. Inside the candlelit building, the children view a book with a flashlight. The cover shows the space station and the title, Elysium.
There are many robot servants, and they serve you all day.
If you leave there, you never get sick or old.
I'll take us there one day.
Really?
Yeah, I promise.
She writes on his hand.
Pray and mass forever.
They run gaily in the street.
Max.
Max, have you been stealing things again? Sitting on a swing, he nods. It breaks my heart. Why do you do this? The sister sits next to him. So you can save up? One day buy a ticket up to that place? On Elysium, couples mingle in front of a picturesque house. On a home's patio, a striking woman in a red bikini lies down in a cylindrical chamber. A lit bar passes over her. That place is not for you or for me. Her hair changes color. But it's not fair, sister. Why can't I go there? Sometimes in life, we don't understand why things are the way they are. But I know one thing. I know you are special. You will do something very important one day. Something you were born for. A handsome man stares at us. My little Max. The adult Max lowers his wet face, revealing his shaved head. Tattoos adorn his back. He stares into a mirror. The muscular man stands by a kitchen sink in a small studio apartment. Max dries his face with a towel. More tattoos outline his chiseled abdomen and his arms. As he ties his sneakers, he adjusts a bulky black sensor strapped to his ankle. Slinging a bag over his shoulder, Max puts a silver locket in the pocket of his jumpsuit. Words appear. Los Angeles, 2154. Max walks out of a rundown shack on a hillside. Behind a fence, children play on a dusty plateau. Max walks through the shantytown, past a group of young adults.
Son, mi güero, off to work, huh? Gotta get up early to work that line.
¿Quieres hacer del mundo?
Make the world a better place.
That's real funny, I have a job. It's chistoso.
Children run up to Max.
Por favor, niños, come on. You think I got money? Do I look like I have money? Come on, por eso trabajo, chamaco. How about you? You got a little money?
Max picks up a boy and holds him upside down.
Wait a minute. Oh, it's $5. Hey, wait a minute. I got $5 in rich.
I can finally buy my ticket to Elysium.
All right.
He tosses the coin behind him and heads off. The street urchins scramble for the money. A pair of sleek shuttles flies overhead and Max lowers his gaze. He joins a scrappy-looking crowd lining up for a bus. Two droids walk along the line. Max looks behind him and sees them frisk a long-haired man. I'm clean, leave me alone. They shove the human away. They scan the people waiting for the bus. Max quickly turns back around. Flanking the line, the robotic inspectors approach the bald man.
Morning, officer.
Extensive criminal history, multiple felonies. What's in the bag?
Hair products, mostly. I'm just fucking, I'm just going to work, man. There's nothing in the fucking bag.
The officers push him out of the line.
Misdemeanor, citizen, disobedience.
Just going to work.
A droid hits Max's leg with a baton, and the other strikes his forearm. He lies on his stomach as an officer dumps his bag.
Shit.
Nothing's in there, is it?
Zero tolerance policy applies to all citizens.
Oh, shit.
You must report immediately to your parole officer. Thank you, citizen.
No, thank you.
A concrete building's broken sign reads, Condado de Los Angeles Hospital. The waiting room teems with people. A dark-haired woman in lavender scrubs receives a clipboard from a doctor.
Frey, fracture bed 2.
Heading into an exam area, Frey looks up to find Max sitting on a stool and inspecting his wounded arm.
Max?
He glances up at her.
Frey, I thought you were,
She closes a privacy curtain.
When did you get back?
I'm back for a while. I see things have been changed.
Oh, no, this wasn't even my fault.
Of course not. Let me have a look.
It wasn't.
Pretty bad break.
So you're a nurse, huh? You did it.
Yeah.
She slips a bandage over his hand.
That's great.
You still stealing cars?
No, okay, no, I don't do any of that stupid shit anymore. I work at Armadyne. On the line, you know, working my way
Frey, up. They need you up on the third floor.
Be right there.
So, you know, now that you're back, I'm...
Just a second, Max.
She heads to the curtain.
Dominica, can you take over here?
Hey, listen, not, you know, because you're back and everything.
Max, I'm so sorry I have to go. It's good to see you. Is that a trouble?
As she leaves, he drops his head.
I do.
Back in the waiting room, people mob the check-in desk. Max edges past a pair of men into the bustling main area. Spotting Frey, he goes up to the young nurse.
Look, I get it. I know why you left the neighborhood. I understand. Look, if I was as smart as you, I would have left too. Have dinner with me. Just, all right, I'll settle for a coffee.
No.
Oh, I got to break my other arm to get attention from you.
Stop.
Because I will do that.
Stop. My life is complicated, Max.
I miss you.
My shift ends at 8 on Wednesday, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Coffee.
Yeah, coffee, great.
Get out of here.
In the parole center. A droid guards the busy facility. Max makes his way to a desk where a plastic figure in the shape of a smirking man sits.
Hello. Before we start, I'd just like to explain...
Max DaCosta, violation of Penal Code 2219, today at bus stop 34B.
Yes, that's exactly what I wanted to talk to you about. You see, I believe there's been a misunderstanding.
Immediate extension of parole by a further 8 months.
Wait, what? No. I can explain what happened. I just made a joke, and,
Stop talking. Police officers noted violent and antisocial behavior. We regretfully must extend parole.
The robot turns its head.
Elevation and heart rate detected. Would you like a pill?
No. Thank you. What I'd like to do is explain what happened.
Personality matrix suggests a 78.3% chance of regression to old behavior patterns. Grand theft auto. Assault with a deadly weapon. Resisting arrest. Would you like to talk to a human?
No, I am okay. Thank you.
Are you being sarcastic and or abusive?
Negative.
It is a federal offense to abuse a parole officer.
Understood.
Max rides a bus. Later, the Armadyne employee shuts a locker. Now he walks with co-workers down a hall.
Hey! DaCosta! You're late for your shift.
Yeah, man, I had a little thing, so...
Oh, no. You can't work with that. You're out.
No. I'm good, man. I can work. It's nothing. This is coming off later today. I'm fine.
You're good.
I'm good.
Okay, I'm docking you half a day.
Yeah, all right.
You know, you're lucky to have this job.
No weapons detected. You are clear for entry.
Doors open and Max follows a group of similarly dressed men onto a factory floor. Employees and equipment fill the massive high-ceilinged facility. Max glances up at a dark-haired man in a suit, staring down from behind the windows of an elevated, pristine office.
Hey, check it out, man. I think he likes you.
Think he got his face peeled today? He looks good.
Attention. All workers must reach weekly quotas.
In his office, the dark-haired man faces three video feeds on the glass.
If we don't have a clear path to upside, our investors are going to start losing a lot of confidence.
What do you think I've been doing down here on Earth? Do you think I enjoy breathing this air?
No, of course, but
I'm doing everything possible to restore profitability to this company, the company that I built. Now, if you will excuse me, I have to not speak to you people any longer. Thank you.
The owner shuts off the feeds. On the factory floor, Max affixes a droid's chest plate with a drill. He pulls a pallet of the legless robots into a narrow chamber, then stands outside of the small room.
Those are 34!
As he depresses a button, a heavy metal door slides shut.
34.
An orange glow illuminates the chamber. From inside, we see Max's face through the window of the large kiln. Elsewhere, a man with a head bandage ushers a child toward a shuttle. A rowdy bunch of Angelinos gather at the rear of the craft. An elderly woman in a wheelchair waves cash in the air. A little girl with crutches approaches a man managing the crowd. Burn her ID. Pointing a gun-shaped device, he burns a raised mark on the inside of her arm. He does the same to a young woman, who picks up the little girl and jogs toward the shuttle. In a dingy room filled with monitors, a curly-haired man walks with a cane.
Let's go! We don't have much time! Come on!
We've hacked three transponder codes, Spider!
Okay, pull them up on the screen.
Codes have been accepted.
Fire up the shuttles! We're going up!
Outside, hopeful travelers wave money in the air as they watch a shuttle lift off. The white ship kicks up a cloud of dust, then charts a course over the crumbling metropolis. Two more shuttles fly in the same direction. Gaining speed and altitude, they leave the planet's atmosphere. All three vessels make a beeline for Elysium.